You can add veterinarians to the growing list of professions suffering from burnout. Some vets say they are working longer and longer days. Michelle Martins is vice president of the College of Veterinarians of BC. She says the shortage of vets probably won't go away anytime soon.
The college's mandate is to provide and regulate professionals to make sure that they're competent and ethical to carry out the practice of veterinary medicine. And that cohort of veterinarians providing those services is getting smaller. And I think there's enough information out there now that lets us know we're short 100 veterinarians a year for the next 5 years.
That was Michelle Martins of the College of Veterinarians of BC. For more on the vet shortage, we have Corey Van Happ on the line. Corey's Executive Director for the Society of BC Veterinarians. Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
Is this true? We just heard about a shortage of 100 veterinarians a year for the next 5 years.
Yes, but what makes that worse is that was a 2019 study. We're now 2 years into it. So we're anticipating that by 2024, we'll have a shortage of 500 veterinarians.
What are you, like, what kind of situation does this put, well, let's start with veterinarians and your colleagues. What do you hear from them about their workload?
Well, the workload is not sustainable. They're coming into work, they're working through their lunch, working through their breaks. Many clinics have emergency spots open to deal with emergencies that may come in during the day. Those spots are usually filled right at opening and are not available. They are turning clients away that they cannot see. They cannot take new clients. So if you're somebody who has not had a family veterinarian and needs one, it's going to be hard to find.
And what I just imagine the turmoil this puts pet owners in.
It's terrible. The toll on pet owners is just terrible. I'm one of them. I have dogs and a cat, and I am very worried about access to a veterinarian. We've heard of individuals taking sick animals to emergency clinics, which are tremendously overworked because they take what the family veterinarians cannot. I had a friend who sat in a car for 5 hours with a sick animal waiting to be seen.
Oh my goodness. Now, the way I understand it is that BC sends only 20 students to the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, and then only 20 new vets graduate every year. Why is there a limit on new students if there's such a need for vets right now?
Well, there's a limit because there's only five universities in Canada that are veterinary universities, and BC must go to the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. There's only so many students you can train at one time, and BC takes 20 of the 80 seats available at WCVM. The interesting thing is in 2018, we learned that another 20 seats would become available when Alberta decided not to send their students to WCVM because they have their own veterinary college. So these 20 seats became available. And in 2018, we started asking for the Ministry of Advanced Education to fund those 20 seats. And since 2018, we've been told no. And since 2018, we've been refused a meeting with the Minister of Advanced Education to plead the case.
Well, it sounds like a crisis. What more can be done?
I don't know what can be done because the minister will not meet with us. She has said no continually to a meeting since 2018. We need these seats. People can write to their MLAs, phone their MLAs, and ask them to impress upon the Minister of Advanced Education that we need additional funding now so that we can get another 20 BC students funded through the college.
I know that the main reason a lot of people become vets is because they love animals. They want to help animals. How are your colleagues feeling about that part of the job right now?
Well, they still love animals, but unfortunately, some of them have to turn away sick animals that they simply do not have the time to care for. They're at their limit. They cannot work 24/7. They have to go home. They have to eat. They have to sleep. And they know that sometimes making that decision means they have to say no to an animal that really needs veterinary care. They have to tell them to find another solution. And we know that sometimes there is no other solution for a sick animal.
Corey, I'm really glad we touched base with you. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
Corey Van Haaf, Executive Director for the BC Society of Veterinarians. We'd love to hear about your experience, whether you're a vet or you use their services. Call our talkback line, 1-855-400-CBC1.